Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building a selector dub edit from scratch in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is simple. Take one sample, strip it back, and turn it into a heavy, subweight roller that feels ready for a dark room and a proper system. Think of this as a tool, not a full song idea. We're aiming for that space between dubwise intro energy, halftime tension, and a rolling D&B drop. The whole point is to create identity through repetition, subtraction, and weight. So instead of stacking loads of layers, we're going to let the drums, the sub, and a carefully edited sample do the talking. Start by choosing the right source. This matters more than people think. You want a sample with character, but not one that's already loaded with low-end clutter. A vocal fragment, a dub phrase, a sound system stab, a bit of percussion, or a textured one-shot can all work really well. What you want is something with strong consonants, clear transients, or a phrase ending that survives being shortened. If the sample is too busy, it will fight the drums later. If it's too plain, it won't carry the identity of the edit. So drag it into an audio track, loop a short section, and listen for the moments that feel useful. That might be the start of a word, the end of a phrase, or a sharp hit in the middle. Don't worry about making it perfect yet. Just find the bits with attitude. Now set your project to a D&B tempo, somewhere around 172 to 174 BPM, and drop in a very simple drum loop. Keep it basic. Kick on 1 and 3, snare on 2 and 4, maybe a simple hat pattern or break layer if you want a bit of motion. We are not building the full arrangement yet. We are just finding the pocket. Loop the sample against the drums and listen carefully to how it lands. A good selector edit should feel like it pushes into the snare or answers it cleanly. If the sample feels late, early, or like it's stepping on the groove, make tiny adjustments. In Ableton, small nudges can make a huge difference. Don't force a phrase that doesn't fit. Sometimes the better move is to choose a different slice point. What to listen for here is whether the phrase ends cleanly without cluttering the next kick, and whether the sample feels like it locks into the drum pocket instead of floating above it. Once the timing feels right, slice the phrase into playable pieces. You can use sliced a new MIDI track and map the slices to a drum rack, or you can stay in audio and cut the phrase manually. For a beginner-friendly setup, aim for about 4 to 8 useful slices. You don't need loads. You need control. Try to include one main hit, one mid-phrase accent, one tail or response, and maybe one or two short transition slices. Keep some of them very short. In this style, a slice that's only 50 to 200 milliseconds long can hit harder than a long-held phrase because it leaves room for the drums and sub to breathe. That space is part of the sound. Now build the foundation first. That means sub before anything else. Add a clean sub using wave-eatable, operator, or even a sampled sine tone. Keep it simple and solid. This is the spine of the whole edit. A sine or a very clean sought-assigned style tone works beautifully. Keep it mono, and write notes that support the groove rather than trying to sound harmonic or busy. A strong starting point is to use short, punchy notes around 80 to 160 milliseconds if you want a choppy feel, or slightly longer notes if the phrase needs more room. A bit of saturator after the synth can help too. Just a little drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, with soft clip-on, is often enough to help the sub translate on smaller speakers without losing its depth. Why this works in D&B is because the sub carries the physical movement of the roller. If the low end is stable, you can keep the rest of the arrangement minimal and still make the room move. Now shape the sample so it sits above the sub, not inside it. Put EQ8 on the sample track and high pass it so it stops fighting the bass. A starting point around 120 to 200 HE is often sensible, but always listen and adjust by ear. If the sample still feels cloudy, try cutting a little around 250 to 500 HC, especially if it's masking the snare. If it needs more clarity, a gentle presence boost around 2 to 5 kHC can help. If there's too much hiss or a brightness fighting the hats, roll some of that off. Utility is useful here too. If the sample has stereo spread, but you want to keep the low end disciplined, narrow it slightly or keep the core centered. The sample should feel like a mid-range character layer, not a second bass line. What to listen for now is whether the sample still has attitude after the high pass, and whether the snare can cut through without sounding boxed in. That snare test is huge in D&B. If the snare feels open, you're in good shape. At this point, decide what flavor you want. You've got two strong directions. One is dub-weighted and spacious. That means the sample stays a little more open, the saturation is lighter, and you can leave a bit more air between the hits. The other is darker and more aggressive. That means tighter sample edits, more filtering, a bit more grit, and less empty space. Both are valid. The first feels more system-friendly and dubby. The second feels more urgent and club-focused. If you're unsure, start a little more open. You can always tighten it later. Now add movement using stock Ableton FX. Keep it controlled. A good chain might include auto filter, echo saturator, and utility. The key is not to wash the thing out. Use echo sparingly, maybe on phrase endings only, with a short time like 1/8 or dotted 1/8 and low feedback. If the delay starts blurring the snare, it's too much. Auto filter is great for subtle movement. You don't need wild sweeps. Even a small cutoff change at the end of a phrase can make the whole loop feel alive. Small motions often sound bigger in context than dramatic ones. That's especially true in darker D&B, where tension matters more than obvious effects. Now program the phrase so it answers the drums. A clean 4-bar loop is a brilliant starting point. Bar 1 can carry the main sample hit. Bar 2 can give you a response or a shorter repeat. Bar 3 can introduce a variation, maybe a filtered slice or a different chop. Bar 4 can open up a gap, give you a fill, or set up the next cycle. The snare should stay the anchor. If your sample is sitting right on top of the snare, reduce the length or move the slice slightly. You want the sample to feel like it's dancing with the drums, not covering them up. A good selector edit feels like call and response. The sample speaks, the snare answers, and the sub keeps the whole thing moving underneath. This is a really important point. A heavy edit can still be minimal. In fact, it often works better when it is. A lot of the power comes from what you don't play. Let the phrase breathe. Once you've found a pattern that locks, commit it to audio if it's getting messy. Print the best version so you can edit it more easily. This is one of those habits that saves a lot of time. After resampling or consolidating, you can reverse a bit, trim a tail, chi gap, or create a pickup into the next bar without juggling too many live devices. This is also where the arrangement starts to feel intentional. A little reverse pickup into the next bar, a chopped fill at the end of bar 4, or even a short mute before the re-entry can make the whole thing hit much harder. Silence is part of the rhythm here. Don't be afraid of it. Then arrange it like a DJ-friendly tool. Think simple and usable. Maybe an 8-bar intro with a filtered version, then 16 bars of the full edit, then a 4-bar breakdown or fake out, then another 16-bar section with a small variation. In the second half, change only one meaningful thing. Swap a slice, change the delay throw, open the filter a little, or remove one bass note. That's enough. Why this works in D&B is because the second section should feel like a new angle on the same weapon, not a completely different tune. DJs love clear entry and exit points, and dancers respond to familiarity with progression. You want the core idea to stay recognizable while the energy shifts a little. Before you finish, do a quick mix clarity check. Mute the sample and make sure the drums plus sub still work. Mute the sub and make sure the sample isn't secretly carrying fake low-end weight. Then check the whole thing in mono using utility. If it falls apart in mono, narrow the stereo spread or simplify the processing. If the low-end gets blurry, shorten the sub notes or reduce overlap. What to listen for is a kick and snare that remain defined, a sub that feels centered and physically steady, and a sample that supports the groove instead of masking it. That's the difference between a cool loop and a proper tool. A few quick reminders to keep in mind as you work. First, this is a sub and drums project before it's a sample project. If the sample sounds exciting on its own but weakens the groove when the bass enters, the idea is off. Second, a good selector edit can sound almost too empty when soloed. That's not a problem. In context, that space is what gives it pressure. Third, commit earlier than you think. Once the phrase locks, print it and build from that print. It makes everything faster and more intentional. If you want a darker result, keep the sample in the mid-range pocket, use just enough saturation to reveal the note, and let the sub play less, not more. One well-placed bass hit can feel heavier than three crowded ones. That's a very D&B thing. Ness can absolutely mean more. So here's the recap. Start with a sample that has attitude but not too much low end. Find the groove against a simple drum loop. Slice it into a few useful pieces. Build a clean mono sub underneath. High pass the sample so it lives above the bass. Add controlled dub movement with stock FX. Program the phrase so it answers the snare. Commit to audio when it starts working. Then arrange it like a DJ tool with one clear variation in the second half. If it feels heavy, spacious, and easy to mix while still sounding dangerous, you've nailed it. Now hit the challenge. Build a 4-bar selector edit using one sample. Stock Ableton devices only, no more than 5 or 6 slices, mono sub, and just one movement effect. Keep it tight, keep it functional. Make it feel like a real DNB weapon. And when it locks, trust it. That's the sound.